a money talk with your aging parents? Does that scare you? In this episode, I share with you 6 tips to make your conversation and life easier. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hey there. Hola. Bienvenida. This is Jen Hemphill, your host. Today, it is just you and I. Recently, I had the request to talk about how to have that money talk with our aging parents. We can have a difficult enough time talking to our spouse or kids about money, but how do we approach our aging parents? How do we know that they're okay financially to take care of themselves? How do we approach this conversation without insulting them? So in this episode, we're going to learn about what your ultimate goal should be, which will make your life easier when preparing for this money conversation. You're going to learn how sharing how you personally have prepared for your future will help in the money talk. And you're going to learn one key word that you should always keep in mind during this conversation and, of course, preparing for it. Now, I have to tell you, older adults have a special place in my heart. Here is a fun fact for you that you probably didn't know on this unless you know me on a personal level. I went to graduate school way back in the day. And do you know what my master's is in? It's a master's in gerontology, which is essentially the study of older adults. Nothing science related or medicine related, none of that. It was really at that point what I thought I wanted to do. Notice I'm always evolving and growing. But really what I thought I wanted to do back in the day was to go into the field of public administration and work on policies and programs for the elderly. Apparently that changed because life is something else, right? So before we get more into the 6 tips for today, I wanted to recognize some people for La Mención Semanal or the weekly shout out. And today it's going to be various people because I've been so thoroughly impressed with all the sharing, all the connecting, all the money wins that you have been having in our community on Facebook. So to Christina, Sally, Anne, Wendy, Lisa, Jessica, Alicia, Erica, Christy, Kyla, Lauren, and I hope I didn't miss anyone from the most recent thread. Thank you for sharing and congrats on those money wins. So keep up that fantastic work. As for today, as you know, the topic is how do we have that money talk with our aging parents? You may feel awkward about getting too much into their privacy, too much into their life, or both. They may feel that way. They don't want you to be in too much in their life. They may feel threatened, or you may feel like you're going to be threatening them, right? By really asking too many questions. And think about it. There's so many factors when getting older. Besides all the changes your body goes through, and depending on your health, physical and mental, you can also fear losing your independence. That's a big one, right? You've done everything on your own for so long. It's hard to see others having to do certain things for you, right? That's a big fear as we grow older. And maybe that's not something you and I are thinking at this very moment, but later on down the line, we probably will, right? As maybe things change in our body or whatever it may be, we'll most likely start fearing that loss of independence, whether it's in smaller things to bigger things, right? So it may be you can't drive anymore. Maybe your eyesight has really, really gone downhill, whatever that might be. And maybe you enjoyed driving. Maybe you were that one, you know, that person that really loved taking road trips and was always driving. So there's a lot of those components, and that independence, it's a huge one. The taking away that independence. So when you have the money talk with your parents, there's really two type of reactions, right? It could be they're ecstatic or they're happy that you want to help, right? Or it could be that look and that none of your business reaction, right? So I'm going to share with you 6 tips on how to have this talk, what you need to consider, how you can make this easier for you. First and foremost, the first tip I have for you is really the goal that you need to have is to start the conversation way early in life, not too late in the game. So not when they're sick, not when things are just completely changing with them. That is, granted, sometimes that's the only choice that we have, right? But really the goal is to start this conversation way ahead of the game. I can't tell you what age, but it could be like in your early 20s, if you're just having just a natural conversation with your parents. It can be any of that. You determine, but just really way ahead of the game is the goal to have this conversation. So that's tip number one. That's the goal. Have that conversation early in life. Tip number two is to put yourself in their shoes. And I've already alluded to this, talking about the fear of losing their independence, right? So put yourself in their shoes. You know your parents best. Choose your words wisely. You know what triggers them, right? They're your parents. You know best as to what triggers them, what things you may say that irks them, or what actions you may take, or what facial expressions you have, whatever that may be. So choose your words wisely in terms when you start this talk. Always show and express compassion and love, right? As you're putting yourself in their shoes, you know them, you know what triggers them. You want to be showing and expressing compassion and love, right? Tip number three is share what you have done to prepare for the future. So it's not mom and dad or mom or dad. Do you need to be doing this? Right? This is what you need to be doing. But rather, you can do the conversation as, this is what I have done, or this is what my spouse and I have done to prepare for the future. It could be sharing the goal that you're working towards in retirement savings, how you're saving. It could be the legal paperwork that you've gotten together, like your will, your power of attorney, a living will, the healthcare power of attorney, a letter of intent, and so forth, right? So share what you have done to prepare for the future to help you lead into the conversation. Okay, this is what I have done. How about you? What are you doing? And that way we can help you, right? The next tip. So we've got the fourth tip is to offer to help them, right? So it's not you need to be doing this, but rather, how can I help, right? Let's talk to scenarios. If something were to happen, how would you like me to help, right? So offer them to help, and that will ease the conversation in terms of where they are at. Because maybe when you say, how do you want me to help? It could be maybe paying some bills. It could be those type of things. So you want to really understand where they need help, where they want help with. Okay. That's tip number four. So tip number five is just be helpful and give them a heads up on the latest scams targeting seniors. And this is more if they're older, right? Because there's a lot of scams, and it's just about being helpful and just let them know, this is what I read in the news or that I saw in the news. I wanted you to be aware. And this is how it's happening. Have you received this phone call? Has this person come to the door? Whatever that scam may be, right? So just be helpful, giving them a heads up of the latest scams. And the last tip is just to make sure that as you talk with them, is to make sure that you share with them that you want to support them in this, and you want to support them in being as independent as they can be for as long as they can be. And you just want to help. So that is really what you want to do. You want to support them. You want to help them to be as independent as they can be for as long as they can be. And you're just there to help. All right. So those are the 6 tips. So number one, start the conversation way early in life. That is the goal. Tip number two is to put yourself in their shoes. You know your parents best. You know, choose your words wisely. You know what triggers them and really always show that, show and express compassion and love. Tip number three was to share what you have done to prepare for the future. So this could be in terms of what you're working on in the amount that you want to have saved, what you're working towards for retirement savings, the legal paperwork that you have gotten done. Tip number four is just to offer to help them. And tip number five is to be helpful and give them just a heads up on the latest scams that are targeting seniors. And tip number six is to make sure you share with them that you're there to support them in being as independent as long as they can be, and you're just there to help. Okay, so those are my six tips. I hope that you have found them helpful. If you have other tips, maybe you've had this conversation or someone shared a tip with you that was really helpful, come on over to our community, share that for sure, because that will be helpful to others. Now, I'll share with you my personal experience. My parents are in their 60s and 70s, and I've been fortunate. So I've been lucky. My parents actually had the money talk with me about their situation before I even had a chance to do so or even think about bringing it up. So I am fortunate in this situation, and I know not everybody is like that. So with my parents, I know where the documents are at. I know where they are at financially. I know about any debt that they have, which I think is none now, or almost none. I know those type of things, what type of bills, their expenses. I have a general idea of what that is. I know you may be in a situation where you have not had that money talk, or maybe you have attempted to and it hasn't gone very well. So fortunately, like I said, that is my story. My parents are very, very proactive in their future. They always think about if this happens, this is, you know, they have vocalized what they want, those type of things. So I've been a fortunate one where, again, they came to me and had the money talk before I even had a chance to or even think about it. So that is it for today's. And if you listened to this episode and thought to yourself, how can I have the money talk with my parents if I don't even know what is going on with our own finances? If that is you, just be sure to grab my daily money ritual. It is free. It's literally a worksheet that's going to help break down your situation in a way that is not so scary. And you can download your copy over at jenhemphill.com/ritual. Next week on the podcast, we have my friend, really buddy, however you want to call him. He's fantastic. His name is Garrett Philbin. He is a super smart millennial who's also a money coach. We have a fantastic conversation, and you guessed it, about all things money. We learn about his money story and so forth. So that is a wrap for today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/151 to refer back to everything that you need from the show, to refer back to the tips. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please, please, it would mean the world to me if you share with a friend, a coworker, stranger, family member, whoever, because it may well make a difference for them. So, gracias por pasar un poco de tiempo conmigo. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. We'll talk again next Thursday. Ciao.